Time for your Monday headlines here on Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton along with senior writer John Osher. Bits and pieces stood out to me. You know, Marquise Lee makes a big catch. Sindarik Marks is in place to make a couple of plays. Talvin Smith makes a play. Well, those are the good pieces, right? There are some bad bits to this thing as well. It's kind of the way the Jaguars are right now.
Well, there are. I think the pieces you mentioned are the things that you build on going forward. You liked what you saw from Marquise Lee. You liked a little what you saw from Blake Bortles. And really, at 2-11 now, that's what the last two or three weeks are all about, are finding the bits and pieces that you can start building around this offseason.
You know, we thought that they had a thin margin for error anyway. The margins are even thinner. Now, it appears that with no sacks and no turnovers, the offense can't get anything going, and then the defense obviously gets worn out.
Well, and we've said for a couple of weeks, is it fair to keep asking the defense to get better and better and better and create these things? On Sunday, we saw what happens when it can't. That's the margin for error. You really had one drive in the third quarter that turned it around, then one interception, and then all of a sudden you're looking at a big hole that you can't get out of.
Arian Foster made everything go for the Texans, really kept their play action involved. What's it going to take for the Jaguars to get a running game going?
Well, I think the first step is having the defense respect the pass more. If you think about it, Denard Robinson had three games where this offense really ran the ball. He was over 100 yards averaging for that three-game stretch. Since then, it appears the defense has said, hey, if you beat us in the pass, great, but you're not going to beat us in the run. Haven't been able to beat you in the pass, so as a result, everything's bottled up, and that's what you're looking at right now.
All right, those are the stories we're covering today and through the rest of the week.